Time for extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us. And the question I have, Seamus, is when will we be done paying for the Skyway?
Oh, that's a good question, Bob. I'm going to wager never at this point, but you can pay it off in small increments at a time. The Skyway hiked its toll as of this week to, it's now $7.20 to get across the bridge down in South Chicago. It used to be $6.60. It went up 60 cents for cars. Be glad you're not driving a semi, because that's now $25 for wow. peak hours and $18 for regular hours. So I don't know about you, but most people use the Easy Pass or the iPass. So I never really know how much I'm paying. You know, I just get my card gets replenished every couple of trips. I don't want to know. And I think that's kind of the point as well. You know, don't slow down. Don't think about that you just paid $7.20 to take that stretch. But it I don't know, if you're going to Michigan, that is a lot. It's a lot faster than taking the Bishop Ford in 94 the whole way. But it costs a pretty penny, especially if you're making that commute back and forth every day into Chicago.
Here's something a little more pleasant to talk about on a winter day: a movie marathon. Tell us about this.
Well, I'm not sure if you're going to find this pleasant based on your segment with Dean, where you said you don't like movies that are too difficult. I think this qualifies as maybe too difficult for you. This is the Cisco Film Center. They're launching their second annual, it's called the Settle In Movie Series, and it's only for marathon long films. So the shortest film that they've got, this is going to be Saturdays at the Cisco Center on State Street. The shortest film is 5 hours. So 5 hours. The longest one is 15 hours. So, you know, that one's called Alexandra Plots by Rainer Fassbinder. I'm sure you've seen it. 15 hours. They break that up into over 2 days. So, you know, rest assured, and you might have to, you could probably get through it. But, yeah, this is really for hardcore fans. Most of these are subtitled as well, adding to the intrigue. They say bring your own pillow. They will take breaks. You can wander State Street. You can bottomless coffee, bottomless popcorn. So I don't know. It's this makes Lord of the Rings sort of blush for how short it is. But the Settle In movie series, some people like it. They don't sell all the seats, so you can spread out and sleep a little bit. But mark your calendars if you got 15 hours to kill on a Saturday coming up.
when does that start? And Dean and I have been complaining about 3 hour movies.
That's nothing. This starts Saturday at the Cisco Center, and it runs through February 10th.
Okay. I wouldn't think that the Chicago Park District would be talking about the lifeguard program now, but they are, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about this. Let's talk about beaches and pools on this dreary day. The Park District, as we've talked about the last couple of years, has really struggled to attract lifeguards to the point where they've had to close some beaches and pools just for a lack of anyone to keep an eye out on places. So they're continuing their recruitment of new candidates. Now they're offering, if you take the training, you can get $475 for the training. It starts January 8th, so it starts this week, and they've got some locations all throughout the area. You go in once a week for about an hour and a half. You get to get in the pool and swim a little bit. You'll take a test, and if you get certified, then you can get on the rolls to be a lifeguard this summer, either at a beach or a pool. I think a beach sounds nice to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And in past years, was it last year we were talking about a shortage of lifeguards?
Yeah, it got really bad, really starting around the pandemic. It was just really hard to attract young people to come out. So they've done everything. They've hiked the pay a little bit, and they did signing bonuses last year, and this one's a flat 475 $25 training fee. So not a bad opportunity. They're looking for Chicago residents between 15 and 22 to do these. All these trainings are at night or in the afternoon. So they try to make it reasonable for kids if they're in school or if they're working. But they're really trying to get lifeguards to fill these positions, or else they might have to close beaches and pools again.
And one day it might also be biking weather. The city is really stepping this program up with the bike lanes, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, to the cheers of bike advocates. They're doing a lot of these better bike lanes, better in my opinion, and a lot of bicyclists, where they've got concrete curbs separating cars from bikes, so you know you can't park in the bike lane, and UPS vans can't park there either. The ones that are opening up beginning next week are on Milwaukee Avenue in Grand, Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park in Bucktown. Some of those will drag into the spring, but Milwaukee Avenue, we've done studies on this, and it is absolutely the most dangerous bike lane in Chicago. If you've ever driven on Milwaukee, it's really sort of like a highway for bicyclists. People really use it to get around town and into the loop. So there's always tons of crashes there. There's tons of people parked in the bike lanes. Bicyclists get doored and knocked down. So this is really an attempt to just to really give them a safer route. So expect to see some more concrete curbs separating the bike lanes. Some of them are going to have those plastic poles that I've seen get knocked down a lot. But those are coming soon. Chicago's working hard to put these all around town. And I know some drivers don't like them, but they really do keep the bicyclists safe. And that's, they need more and more of these things, in my opinion.
Is that what they're going to do on Grand Avenue between Chicago and Damon, too?
Yeah, between Chicago and Damon, that's in the Westtown Ukrainian Village neighborhood. Similar things, they're going to have concrete curbs separating them from the road. So don't park
right
there.
Yeah. Okay, glad we talked about riding bikes and going to the beach on this day.
We're trying to keep it positive, trying to keep it warm, Bob.
Yeah, and good luck on the Skyway. Make sure you check your banking account first.